balls! God damn it! Where are they? It's a fucking law, bitch! Show it! You fucking pedophiles! I shouldn't say fuck because I'm a Christian and people are gonna go like, how can he say fuck and he's a Christian? Because that is something that should make you want to say fuck. Yeah. You know, sorry, God, I'm sweating now. I just... This is my fucking politics, dude. I would fucking railroad these fuckers. I would get those Epstein files out in 2 seconds. Yeah, dude. 2 seconds. Fucking move out of the way. Like, get out of there. I don't care what room they're in. Bitch, move. Like, give me the fucking manila envelope. I will get you the Epstein files. Sorry.
You got my vote. Whatever you want to run for, you got it.
Don't you want to see what's in there so that we can hold people accountable? These fucking rapists? We're just cool with it? That bitch has the keys to the nuclear... He's like all up into 13-year-olds. Like, dude, what? Go to jail. Go to jail. All right, what are we talking about?
Pick a window.
The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful swearing.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good-looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-face, dickhead, asshole!
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
You are listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. Joining me this week, Taylor.
Hello.
And JC.
Welcome to the resistance.
It is good. Hello. For those of you in Utah, hope you had a happy white people illegally immigrating to Mexico Day.
They were invited, so, you know.
It is. Yeah, they only displaced several indigenous tribes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just, you know, usual white person thing.
Yep. Hey, look what we discovered.
We literally are living on stolen land right now.
Yeah. Look what we discovered, where all these people live. We discovered it.
And we were really nice to them, so they gave us their land.
Yeah.
It was so kind of them to do that.
Nice as in murder. But yeah, for those of you that are out of state, the 24th of July is a very annoying state holiday here in Utah called Pioneer Day, where we celebrate the Mormons running away from fucking Missouri because they were too uptight for fucking Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Missouri literally passed a law that said it was legal to kill a Mormon. They were that annoying.
No, it was legal to kill a Mormon.
It was legal to kill a Mormon because they were that annoying. Yeah.
Yep.
I prefer my personal celebration of the 24th, which is Pie and Beer Day.
I did none of that. I just hung out. Okay, so I want to open the show with something that's probably going to make me emotional. And you guys know how much I dislike any emotion other than either anger or happiness. But in my defense, I've been so broke, I haven't been able to buy my glaucoma medication for a few weeks. And I'm in bad shape. So there's a woman on the internet named Isabel Klee. Isabel Klee is inspiring to me. She started fostering dogs in her mid-20s when she was living in New York City. She grew a very large following on TikTok and Instagram as she shared videos of the rehabilitation she did of very difficult medical and behavioral cases with dogs, including a rescue dog named Tiki. Mm-hmm. Tiki was badly abused. Boy, I can already feel it sneaking up on me. Tiki is a sweet little dog. And she took this dog from being just absolutely paralyzed with fear and distrust of humans and brought out this adorable little personality. And that's where I first came across her. And this is, I guess, about 2 years ago now. And Isabel has a dog, her permanent dog, named Simon. And her online persona is Simon Sitz. And Simon has therefore been a foster brother to all the dogs that she has paraded through over the years. She announced on July 22nd, she announced that Simon has cancer. And when... Well, no, okay. So it was in May she announced they had cancer, and they started doing cancer treatment for a tumor on Simon's liver. And if I fuck this up, I apologize, but I'm trying really hard not to cry right now. And when they started treating the cancer, it sparked off Simon's epilepsy to the point that Simon's quality of life has just bottomed out. Simon is a sweet, sweet dog who has dealt with all of these other dogs with behavioral issues by just being a good boy. So she announced this week that they have to put Simon down because they can't treat the cancer or they can't treat the epilepsy. It's one or the other. And I have been bombarded on Instagram and TikTok with videos of all of Simon's last things.
Aww.
This lady is amazing. She has more love in her heart than just about anybody I have ever seen on the internet. And I watch a lot of porn, and those people obviously love one another because that's what people do when they love one another. And
it's a living.
You know what? If I could make a living doing it. But just knowing what she's going through right now, because we just had to put, you know, Ozzy down.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, now that I think about it, that was almost 2 years ago. And I am still a mess. And I am currently dogless, which is not right and just feels wrong. But just watching what she's been going through, it's fostering a dog is a huge commitment. I know a lot of people in my life that have started trying to foster dogs and have committed what is called on the internet a foster fail. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you foster a dog and the dog never leaves. And Tiki went to a new family and I follow that family and they post on Tiki all the time. And just all of these other dogs that have just come across her feed and the fact that TikTok has just emotionally exploited me this week. I just wanted to recognize Isabel and Simon and Isabel's husband, whose name I do not know because he's the one holding the camera. And sorry, dude, because you're just as involved. I totally get it. But she's a hero to me.
A chef who does a reaction videos for all these bad TikTok cooking videos.
Mm-hmm.
And he always calls the person holding the camera background guy whenever the guy speaks.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, background guy, welcome. Welcome to the video.
Yep. But I do. This lady's a hero to me. She is one of those people who is just committing good for the sake of committing good. And knowing that Simon, if he's not already crossed the Rainbow Bridge, will be very soon, has just fucking wrecked me. And I just wish her all the best. I hope she keeps fostering. I hope she adopts a new dog, and that that dog is as good to her as Simon was, because he was just a sweet, sweet boy. The last video that I saw, which was earlier today, was they went on their last hike, and they took a stroller because they knew Simon couldn't make it all the way.
Aww.
You know? And he did. He got out of the car, and she's like, he's got more energy than he's had in a while, and he made it for a while, and then they put him in the cart, and they did it, and she's got fucking sad music playing in the background, and I'm just, oh. I am, Tiffany's watching,
sad music.
Tiffany's watching the WNBA All-Star Game, right?
Mm-hmm.
On her laptop with her headphones on, because she's really nice to me. And I got a thing about basketball. I don't like basketball because I don't like the squeaky squeak of the shoes on the floor.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me. And and so she put her headphones on, and then she doesn't have to listen to whatever dipshit I'm watching on TV, and I don't have to listen to the squeaky squeak. And I was crying so hard that it shook the bed. And when the lady with the seizures realizes that the shaking of the bed is not her this time, she just rolled over. She's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, Tiki's foster mom had to put her dog down. And she's just like, oh, no. Okay. Pat on the head. Little pat on the head. But yeah, Isabel Klee, if you can find her online, I apologize. Now I'm all snotty. She really is. She's just the best. And if you can find Tiki Plus Two on the Instagram and see this just adorable little dog and what a wild personality he is, and to realize that when we first met him, he would not come out of his kennel. He just curled up in the back and shook and was completely shut down. He was absolutely just done. And he is now this fantastic little man that is living a life and having, you guys know me, I love dogs more than people. People are garbage.
Most people do.
Yeah. That was, I think, one of my favorite memes on the internet is like, do white women know that the dogs in Flint, Michigan don't have clean water either?
I remember that.
I know. That should create an urgency.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I always tell people, it's like, it's obvious that people like dogs more, because in Squid Games, did I ever tell you this? Squid Games, very violent, very bloody.
So I've heard.
Let's murder each other. So gory. And then there was a scene where a dog was about to be shot in the head. It's just off screen.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny. Just off screen. They didn't want to show the dog getting...
No.
I'm about to have...
Can't show the dog getting killed. Oh, God, no.
Nope.
No.
Yep. So that's it. Isabel, thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for the inspiration that you've been to me. You make me want to be a better dog dad, and I probably will be, noticing just how amazing that you've been. Mm-hmm. You know?
I have friends that foster dogs. Constantly.
Yeah.
People that do that are just amazing. Like, cause I couldn't get a dog.
I would love to. In fact, you know, the homeowners that own this place are like, get a dog. And it's
unusual.
Yeah. The backyard is full of foxtails, and the amount of work I would have to put in, it's too fucking hot right now. I'll maybe do it maybe over the winter.
Maybe that's why they wanted you to.
Yeah. Nah.
He'll clean up the backyard too.
No, my landlords are the two best people that ever walked this fucking planet. You know?
Dude, I feel it. I feel you. Yeah, my landlord. Yep.
So I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but Reacher star Alan Richardson, or Richson.
Richson.
Richson. Yep. Just went the fuck off on Donald Trump. You guys haven't heard it, but folks that are listening to the podcast via audio have heard part of that at the beginning of the show. He just lost his fucking mind. He shared his candid thoughts on the Epstein files. and called Trump a bitch.
Yep.
A rapist bitch.
I love it.
Says he's all up in there on 13-year-olds, which is true. Mm-hmm. And was just like, you know, if I was in charge, if I ran for office, these are my politics. I would hand deliver the Epstein files, you know, just show me where they're at and we'll get them out and this and that and the other. And why isn't he in jail? Go to jail, he says, you bitch. Mm-hmm. And the president of the United States, who should have just fucking ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's not good at this.
Oh, no.
Sent
he
out.
Has too he has a thin skin. He can't handle it.
Had his people send out the following press release. Mm. Just as President Trump has said, he's been totally exonerated on anything related to Epstein. Okay. No, he hasn't.
When?
Yeah.
Because he said it?
He said it. And by releasing thousands of pages of documents, she says, as opposed to the millions that exist, yeah. Cooperating with the House Oversight Committee subpoena request. No. No, they have not. No. Partially. Partially. But they went and redacted the names of all the bad guys.
Yeah.
The bad guys.
Yeah.
Not the victims.
Nope.
The bad guys.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
The bad guys.
The victims got doxxed by it, and all the bad guys didn't get their name put out. Yeah.
And then continuing, signing the Epstein Files Transparency Act, and this is my favorite part, calling for more investigation into Epstein's Democrat friends.
Fuck
Fine!
Off.
Do it! I don't care! I threw Graham Platner under the bus the very minute sexual assault hit the table, you know, and we talked about that a couple weeks ago. You know, I'm like, okay, he got a cool looking to himself, obviously, you know, skull tattoo. He says he doesn't know it was Nazi themed. Okay. You know what? I'll give him that.
I'm going to agree because like, it's a shitty ass tattoo that I could have gotten on a flash wall.
Mm-hmm. I have my shitty ass tattoo right there. Mm-hmm. With a Japanese character that does not say what I was told it said. So it's plausible.
But the sexual assault, so.
That, you know. Fuck that guy.
I think what you said about the flash wall is absolutely true. Because I think he got it on a flash wall.
It looks like a flash art. I got this. It's mm-hmm. flash. Flash self. That's
I all. Need.
But the sexual assault thing.
Yep. Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. Fuck you. Go away.
Sorry, buddy. Nope.
She says, calling for more investigation into Epstein's Democrat friends. I don't know why that cracks me up so much. It's just like, it's a Democrat.
Like, fine. You know, because everybody's like, well, Bill Clinton's in the Epstein files. I'm like, and we will put him in jail too. If it's found that he committed those crimes. But I want to know who the fuck's on the Epstein files and who committed those crimes. And every one of them needs to fucking go to jail.
And can I just throw out
how rich they are
for all the creepy that Bill Clinton can be and is, frankly,
is. Yeah.
Yeah. When Congress said, come testify, he went and testified.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did Hillary.
Yeah.
You know, they did.
Hillary, who should have a get out of jail free card for ever going before a congressional hearing ever again. After what they put her through for Benghazi.
Yep.
It's like she should never have to go in front of Congress ever again.
Yep.
And she showed up. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, and then to finish off the statement, it was President Trump has done more for Epstein's victims than anyone else before him. It should say President Trump has done more to Epstein's victims.
That's not what they were trying to say.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then just finishing off the segment really quick. Trump endorsed Mark Lamb, right? Mark Lamb has explosive reports about his personal life and his alleged cover-up attempts. He's a celebrity sheriff. He's projected to win the Republican primary in Arizona's 5th congressional district, despite a sex and abuse of power scandal that really has been building over the last few months. He's the former sheriff of I'm going to call it Pinal County, as opposed to Penile County. No, nah, fuck it. The former sheriff of Penile County, who leaned into a reality television persona as America's sheriff. And yeah,
just like Trump leaned into the you know, the reality television persona as a really good businessman.
Yeah. So the victory comes despite a string of explosive reports on the Arizona Republicans detailing Lamb's years-long history of exchanging sexual messages and engaging in real-life affairs with multiple women. Well, of course Trump endorsed him. He also allegedly intimidated two people who had come forward about encounters, threatening that he'd target them with investigations under the state's, quote, revenge porn, end quote, law. What? Or they would otherwise face collateral damage. Yeah, that's your Trump guy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And then in case you didn't notice that when a bunch of the tariffs that dipshit threw out, even though a judge said he couldn't, they expired. So he set up some new ones, and we are now imposing a 50% tariff on Canadian goods. So if you needed something made of wood, go fuck yourself. All right.
No construction. Well, all construction.
At least that will help their economy.
It's
well, at least it'll help their economy, right, guys?
Hopefully something. Yeah. I don't know.
So that the wildfires out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think he liked New York. Like, why does he care about their air?
No,
it just gives him something to bitch
I'm
about.
Just kidding.
It just gives him something to do. I mean, people
I
are
was
like,
just
oh.
Kidding.
Yeah, Pennsylvania's like, hey, man, some guy in Pennsylvania, hey, Canada, put out your fires. And somebody responded, you know, they send firefighters down to put out our fires. Maybe you need to shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
They yeah, they do.
Yeah, did you not notice fucking most of Western America is also on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know that's Canadian smoke? I mean, when California really lit up, what, 2 years ago, there mm-hmm. the smoke blew all the way to New York City.
Yeah. That's how weather works.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking Republican dipshits. All right, we're going to take a break. We get back on the other side. Oh, what's the new segment called? Oh, look, here's the thing.
Yeah, here's the thing.
And more news.
What are we doing today?
That is an important question.
So this is the part where we ask for money?
This is the part where we ask for money.
I hate this part.
I hate it too. You know, if we had billionaire funding, we wouldn't have to do this.
But independent media matters, and it only works if people fund it. Where's George Soros when you need him?
If you support independent media, like The Left Show, we'll keep doing the work. No corporate sponsors, no censorship.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Pop over to theleftshow.com and make a statement about how you won't be led astray by bought and paid for media. With your donation today, theleftshow.com. What if there was one place where comic book fans could get everything? News, reviews, debates, and deep dives every single week.
And not just we read one issue and Googled the rest kind of takes. We're talking 15 years deep, over 600 episodes.
That's right. The world's greatest comic book podcast has been breaking down Marvel, DC, indie books, movies, and fandom culture long before it was cool.
Whether you're a lifelong collector,
a casual fan who just saw the latest superhero movie,
or someone trying to figure out where to even start,
we have got you covered.
We don't always agree, which makes it way more fun.
Yeah, way more fun.
New episodes every Tuesday.
Real opinions, real conversations.
Zero gatekeeping.
Check out the world's greatest comic book podcast at thecomicbookpodcast.com.
Hey kids, comics!
I don't have a look, here's the thing, this week. The last 2 weeks have been just garbage, just hellacious. Mm-hmm. And I have barely had time to think, let alone think and write. I also have the problem that the AI checkbots think that proper grammar means you're AI.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot of that
yep.
lately.
Yeah,
from my own writing.
I had that with an assignment for school, and I know that this teacher that I don't much care for tends to put things through the AI checkbots. And so I put my writing for school. I spent several hours sitting at my desk working on a paper, and then I put it through the checkbot. And I will admit, I will freely admit to using Grammarly. Are you guys familiar with Grammarly?
Yeah, but Grammarly just checks your grammar.
Exactly. Checks your grammar, checks your punctuation, checks your spelling.
I mean, Microsoft Word will do the same thing for you.
Grammarly's not as well.
Better. Yeah, not I was going to say Grammarly's well, better at it.
Yeah, Grammarly, the thing I like about Grammarly is anywhere I'm typing, it's looking over my shoulder. But the thing is that I did this homework with Tiffany sitting next to me the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I put it through the checkbot and it says 100% AI content. I'm like, the fuck? So I reached out to the teacher and I was like, hey, your checkbot's a dick. I've been working on this all day and it says it's AI. So she had me write something else, which pissed me off because I don't have any fucking time right now. And so I wrote the other thing and shot it over to her and ran it through the checkbot again. And the checkbot was, again, 100% AI. But it was such and she believed me, which is good. But I think what I screamed when we were talking about it on the comic book podcast was I didn't even use an M dash.
Did you use an Oxford comma?
Every fucking time.
Every fucking time.
It's an Oxford comma now, too.
I am a huge
and an
proponent.
Ellipsis.
Yeah.
We studied English. I went for my degree in English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oxford comma is what separates us from the animals. That's it.
It's these goddamn kids like that they're cheating so hard that it's like, you guys are stupid, mm-hmm. so we have to do this. And if you're smart, yep. then you're cheating.
I do. I dumb down my assignments in class because I know that if I'm writing just the way I write, once you take away the swearing and the sarcasm, you know, it is a grammatically well-structured document. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You take the fun out of it, which you have to do for school.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do.
You know, and that's the thing. I wrote when I write my little here's the things, you know, I do it in an editorial tone. Any jokes that I put in there, any sarcasm that I put in there, I do on the fly because I write it like I'm writing for school. You know, it's an essay. That's what it is. It's a 3-minute essay. And so I write it in essay format. And when you take what I love about my written voice out, it does. It does sound a little sanitized, but that's just proper grammar. It's very annoying. It's very annoying. Okay. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for look, here's the thing. Time to play the new sounder. What's that?
I think you just did one.
Yeah, I guess
the thing
I did.
About AI. Yeah.
Whoops. Whoopsie daisy. Anyway, time to play the sounder for look, here's the thing. Somewhere between the panic, the hot takes, and a Russian bot with 3 followers, there are the facts. Reality is sitting quietly in the corner, waiting for someone, anyone, to ask a follow-up question. That's what we're here for. It's time for Look, Here's the Thing.
Here's the thing. It's long been said that as soon as you compare someone to Adolf Hitler, you have lost the argument, right? It's long been said. And the Republicans fucking love that right now because Trump's doing everything that basically Adolf Hitler did. And we go to compare him and, oh, no, you've just lost the argument. Ha, 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 ha. All right, chuckleheads, you've lost the argument as well. Because as soon as you started comparing Democrats to communists, you've already lost the argument. That's an old argument. It's long played out. Everybody knows it's bullshit. And everybody knows that when you bring that up, it's because you have nothing. You have nothing else. You cannot run against us. So you have to bring up the old boogeyman of communism. Meanwhile, never mind that your president has been chumming up with Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un, both well-known communists. So here we are. You guys, the call is coming from inside your house. Wake up and stop calling us communists. We're not communists. We want social democracy. We just want a safety net. We want businesses to stop fucking robbing us blind.
Did you see Hassan Piker dress up like Mao and do a whole ass speech at the DNC in the Chinese gear and basically pretend that he was communist, but everybody ate it up because it's like they're fucking Hassan Piker little bitches. Yep. And exactly. It's like, do you guys just not, and I have friends that like claim to be communists. Mm-hmm. It's like, do you guys not fucking understand what a communist is?
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend who seriously not understand.
I had a friend who said, well, you don't want socialism. Look what Venezuela was socialist. I'm like, Venezuela was communist.
They were communist.
The big difference is communism controls the means of production. That's it. The government controls the means of production. And we're getting pretty close there with our current administration, at least where the billionaires who answer to Trump are controlling the means to people's employment mm-hmm. and production. So I think we're a lot closer to communism in this country than we are to being a socialist country like we want to be. Yeah.
Oh, what I'd give for socialism.
Oh, no shit.
I just want to move to Norway. That's all.
Me too.
Is that too much to ask?
They just don't want... They know that if they open up Americans for refugee, that they're just going to get too many people.
There'll be millions. they won't be able to feed them all.
America's just going to go there.
Yeah. so many of us would be on the boat.
That was a good hear me. Or yeah, whatever. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Because you're right. We are turning into a communist country.
Very much so. And yet they're saying we're the communists. I'm like, we're not the communists.
My favorite thing is when I argue to this girl that I'm like, communism is a bad thing. And I'm like, look at the USSR. Look at like Venezuela. And she goes, well, you're just showing examples of the bad part. And I'm like, can
it
you tell
was
me the
always
good part?
Bad. It was like, always bad. The problem is conflating socialism and social democracy with communism. That's the big problem.
Fun thing about her though is she was doing the protests with me and she was one of the people, like the main organizers with me, and she literally tried to push us out, like the other organizers out, so she could control the whole thing.
An oligarch?
She wanted to control the means of production.
Yes, I'm like, so you are a communist. Okay. And she's like, you're a communist. I'm like, no, I'm not. What the fuck are you talking about?
I believe in democracy.
I'm old enough to have seen on television how miserable communism is. And also, one of the beauties of being socially democratic or a democratic socialist is... my distrust for the government would never stand still for communist behavior.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Carry the two. Bad. It's bad. So,
you know, and this is just a small example of that kind of behavior is in Utah, they have this kind of rule about gas stations that no gas station can drop its gas prices by more than a penny if it's within a certain mile radius of another gas station.
Oh.
And that's a state law that's been, you know, was enacted by Republicans to stop free market competition.
Huh.
Who's the fucking communists?
Not
Who
really?
Are the fucking communists?
You know what? I want people to feel free to like call themselves. I want them to feel, but it's like, I want to take every individual, my friends, because they were convinced there was this guy that convinced them and they were all going to be communists, but he was also one of those people that wanted followers.
Yeah.
And want to go up to each individual one and be like, what's communism?
Yeah. Like, define
show
it.
Show me a successful one. Show me successful communism.
Yeah.
This is a good one, JC.
There's never been a successful communist country. They all had to modify at some point or else their people were starving.
I don't know. I guess it would depend
the only
on...
one that's been Yeah, even North Korea, you know, they had to modify it to some degree, but not well. Not they're probably the most pure communist. But yeah,
the way I look at it is it's that communism is great for the oligarchs and the rich people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so it's very successful for them until they make it. And this is the part that blows my mind for fucking capitalists that can't put two and two together, like fucking mm-hmm. Bezos and Musk and those kind of assholes, is when you pay your people so little that they can't spend money on the shit that you make or the services you provide, everything goes to shit. And it's the more you pay me, a poor person, the more I spend. Because mm-hmm. I don't have the luxury of savings. I will work until I die. I yep. already know that. I will not be able to retire. I will be a fucking Walmart greeter. And the truth is, it's starting to feel like that's coming sooner rather than later for people in their 50s.
I'm hoping to be a Costco employee one day.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
You know what? We're down the street from the Costco. That's our grocery store, basically. The same people who have been there since the fucking thing opened are still working there because they're treated so well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really it. You want to retain employees, pay them well, treat them well. Mm-hmm. It's that fucking simple.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you just made me think of two examples in history of that. One was Henry Ford. Who said, I'm paying my employees so they can buy one of my cars.
Yep.
Because he believed, why should they get denied having a car? Because that was actually more normal than anybody ever, more abnormal than people think nowadays, is that people who worked in factories usually couldn't afford to buy the things they made. They just weren't paid enough.
And it's
the old joke of the cobbler's children have no shoes was actually true at the time.
Yeah.
And Henry Ford was the one who said, no, I'm going to make sure they can buy one of my cars. So he paid better than anybody did at the time.
It's important to remember also that Henry Ford was a very big fan of fascism.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not putting Henry Ford up as a hero.
Oh, no, not
that,
at all.
Except that he paid well. You know, that was it.
Yeah.
Then the other was Will Rogers in commenting on how bad everything went during the Great Depression. He said, well, the mistake the Republicans made is they gave all the money to the rich guys. Had they given it to the poor fellow, he could have used it and it would have been in the rich guy's pocket by the end of the day anyway.
I wouldn't mind being able to put some money in a rich guy's pocket that didn't come out of my fucking taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just saying. I'm here.
It'd be there.
Yeah. All right. Let's do a little news, gang.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The vice president is walking a delicate line, says MS Now, whatever the fuck that is.
Between used to be MSNBC.
Which I still want to say.
Yeah, I know.
Even though the MS stood for Microsoft.
I know. And it's still an MS, what? Even though Microsoft has nothing to do with it anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was a Microsoft NBC put together. They had mostly tech news until Princess Diana died. Then it turned into what I so lovingly called the Dead Celebrity News Network. Because the thing on Princess Diana just went on and on 24/7 for months.
Months.
It was, I came into an insurance settlement in my early 20s. When MSNBC was still brand new, and I got satellite TV because South Park wasn't on cable. So I got a dish so I could watch South Park because, you know, I had $22,387 burning a hole in my pocket and couldn't think of anything better to do than buy a stupid fucking antique car. Ugh, idiot. Mm-hmm. You know, in satellite TV, but it's there was a show on there. Do you guys remember Soledad O'Brien, news yeah. lady? She had a tech show where her co-host was a computer-generated cartoon dude named Dev, I believe, and he had big old clown hair. What was the clown that hates Bart?
Sideshow.
Krusty?
Sideshow Bob.
Oh, Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob. Had Sideshow Bob hair and she had to interact with him. And then when you see her 20 years later in her career doing serious news, all I can remember is it's like, oh, you were that cute newscaster that used to do stuff with the computer dude. Very silly. Very silly. Anyway.
You know, I mean, and just on the to finish off the tangent on MS Now, Microsoft no longer is with them. NBC dropped them, so they had the opportunity to rebrand and change their name. And they chose MS Now.
Yeah.
I think we got a couple of marketing experts here who would say that was a bad move.
Yeah, anyway. I believe the NBC was the cachet, the gravitas you wanted to keep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what it stands for. Hang on a sec.
I guess it's so they could keep their shortened version of MSN, because that's what everybody called them. So they could have just gone with MSN. It'd have been fine.
MSN. Wasn't that a shitty... okay. The newly rebranded MS Now, formerly MSNBC, the MS now stands for My Source. My Source.
My
Source Now. Boy, that's garbage.
Isn't that a demand from the Trump administration? Give us your source.
I think that's give us your voter files.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? Fuck this article. It's all about him and something else. J.D. Vance is an ass. He's never going to be president.
Nope. Neither is Marco. But... Rubio is never gonna get there.
Marco Rubio. Yeah.
He's thinking he could. But anyway, JD is a douchebag.
Yep. Maria Bartiromo saying on the news, I don't understand. I'm quoting now. I don't understand how Iran has the capabilities to fight this way, because the U.S. has obliterated Iran's military, and the president continues to reiterate that. She came that close. That fucking close. To being able to go, why is the president lying?
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't quite make it.
She couldn't quite get herself there.
Yep.
She's like, if I say what I'm thinking, I'll get in trouble with my work.
Yep. And then finally, to close off the segment, even when he tries to pretend to care about the American military, Trump, Vietnam War draft dodger, Corporal Bone Spurs, let slip how he really feels. And in the wake of 4 service members killed last week, Trump claimed to have been very sad during the dignified transfer of their remains. But he wasn't too sad about the deaths to skip a trip to his golf course and steal more taxpayer money. And that's not counting the fact that Trump has already been outed as having called fallen soldiers suckers and losers. So... basically, what he said was, we were in Vietnam for 20 years, lost thousands and hundreds of thousands of lives. We lost about 58,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm reading this verbatim. I apologize. We were in Vietnam for 20 years, lost thousands and hundreds of thousands of lives, but thousands and thousands of lives. We were in Afghanistan for years. We're in all these wars that you heard about for years and years. Well, we're in for 4 months. So basically, yeah, we've
so
got
far.
18 dead Americans based on the fact that you're trying to divert attention from the Epstein files. And your point is that a huge dipshit military blunder in Vietnam in the 50s through the 60s into the 70s makes your killing people not as big a deal because the numbers haven't quite hit yet. Okay.
I think in the end, the sacrifices are more outrageous when we're the ones who start the fucking war. And that's been the case since Vietnam.
I think at this point, yes, it's to cover the Epstein files, but also it's pure ego because it's like, fuck, I thought I was going to win this and now I can't stop because everyone's looking at me like I'm an idiot. And he's just embarrassed that they haven't given in to him.
Maybe if we start looking at the Epstein files harder again, like we should be, or we start making more noise via the media on ICE abuses and murders and kidnappings. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll notice that we're not paying attention to Iran very much, which we have to, because it's gas just down the street from me is fucking $4.50 a gallon.
Again? Mm-hmm. Wait, yeah. Here in Spanish Fork, that's expensive there.
Yeah.
Here yeah. downtown, it's like...
$4.50.
Like, we don't even care at $4.50 at this point.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, it's low. It's probably five something. I don't know. I only fill up my gas tank like every
it's
other
why,
week.
It's why I keep my Costco membership. Well, not just because mm-hmm. I shop there every week anyway, but it's why a good reason to keep your Costco membership, because fuck, you get a lot better prices on gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm
ridiculous
living for that 3 cents off at Maverick or Smith's.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
Smith's. Ben and I still share a Smith's card.
Yeah,
like mm-hmm. we still use his. So nice, because that means both groceries are on it.
Both groceries, and that gives you that gas discount. Oh, that's mm-hmm. so sweet.
Yeah, I found out one of my kids was using my phone number every time he went to fill up at fucking Smith's.
God damn it.
And I'm like, dude, that's my discount. Get your own fucking card. Use your mother's number.
If I have to be five, like I said, it evens out at some point because groceries are so expensive. You get that discount kind of, and it's like,
Hey, you know what, though? It could be both are up. It could be both are up. I'll take one is up and one is down. At least then I kind of, it feels a little more like I can manage my fucking finances right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break.
I smacked with an almost $600 bill to fix my air conditioner. I was like, fuck. And it really hurt. But at least I wasn't destroyed like I would have been a few years ago.
Yep.
By that.
All right. We're taking a break.
I do have a tip for parents.
Oh, okay.
When you're at the grocery store and you do use your Smith's card stuff, have your kids type in the phone number for you. Because kids don't remember their parents' phone numbers. But have them type it in every time you go to the store and like have to type it in.
Well,
Della knows her dad's number and my number because of that.
I think that's great. I'll talk to the kids, but they're all in their 20s.
Yeah, I'm talking about other kids.
She's reaching out to our listening and viewing audience.
Do your kids know?
Yeah, because they keep stealing my gas discounts.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Okay, segment over.
That's very fine. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be back on the other side with the last of the news. Hey, folks, Jeff here. So, you want to start a podcast? Maybe you already did, and it's just not going the way you thought it would. Well, here's the truth. It's not about the mic, it's not about the software, and it's definitely not just about posting episodes. It's about building a show that people care about. That's why I created the Defenestrate Media Podcast Academy. It isn't theory and it isn't fluff. It's a step-by-step breakdown of what actually works. Choosing a name, choosing a topic, building your structure, growing an audience, trying to turn your podcast into a brand, and maybe even a business. If you're serious about podcasting, this is a good place to start. And if you're just tired of guessing, this is how you stop. Check out the Defenestrate Media Podcast Academy and build something worth listening to. You can find more information at theleftshow.com.
In a world where MAGA is banning and burning books, it is a revolutionary act to read. It's Monday in America is a bold collection from the Left Show's J.M. Bell about politics, family, aging, and the uncomfortable truths we keep avoiding. No talking points, just real life in a divided country. Order your copy of It's Monday in America today for just $14.99 at MondayInAmerica.com. If you're looking to feel hopeful or inspired, or if you're just frustrated and unsure about where we're headed, this book provides a unique look at the life of a Gen X liberal, the challenges and victories, and the question, what kind of world have we built for our children? It's Monday in America. $14.99 at MondayInAmerica.com. It's Monday in America. Better to die on your feet than live on your knees.
For some reason, you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Okay, this one's creepy and weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be reading from the article, which I am trying to get further and further away from. I really liked our last segment because we spent very little time reading other people's words.
Mm-hmm.
The woman known in court papers as M.R. never much liked going to the dollar store. She found them cluttered and chaotic, with too few staff on duty and too many strange people roaming the aisles for comfort. But early in December of 2023, she went anyway because she was planning a promotional photo shoot for her doggy daycare business in Houston and wanted some cheap Christmas props. And that is a great place to get them, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Very good place.
Reindeer ears, Santa hats to put on her dogs. So she and a friend picked up one of the few Dollar Trees in an affluent neighborhood. They got there a little early, thinking they'd be in and out pretty quick. And as she walked the aisles, she sensed a man standing close behind her. She turned around to see what was going on. Noticed that he was bigger than her. Mm-hmm. And he was talking in graphic detail about sexual things he wanted to do to her. She called him disgusting, said, "Get away from me." And she went to find her friend. But he kept following her. And for a few minutes, you know, the two of them locked eyes while she waited in line to pay. And when he left, she thought that was the end of it until she got outside. Ugh. And she felt something hit the back of her legs.
Oh.
The dude had ejaculated on her.
There's some DNA.
Yep. She says, "I didn't know how to react. I wanted to kill the man."
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's so degrading.
Yep. Hours later, on the advice of a sister who worked in law enforcement, she fished her soiled leggings out of the garbage, which is where they belong now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And took them back to the store to report what happened. Clerk listened to her account and, not seeming to realize that she spoke Spanish, shouted to a colleague in a back room, "Te amamos otra."
I don't know what that means.
We got another one. Over the next several weeks and months, she found out that not only had there been reports of similar instances at that same store in that same time frame, had been shared on social media, you know, and then one she heard about anecdotally from the employees, but that masturbating in front of female customers at branches of the Dollar Tree, was fast becoming a national phenomenon, a disturbing new form of sexual assault that men were documenting and bragging about in the dark, dirty, dusky, danky corners of the internet. It came with its own specialized vocabulary. Masturbating in public and surreptitiously ejaculating on random women was known as tagging or sharking, or even the term cum sharking. Online forums praised perpetrators for being low inhibition or low inhib. So good. We get to add them in with the incels, I guess. We know
we
what
don't
to call
get
them.
To just have anything. Women just don't get anything.
No.
Women just can't even go to the fucking store.
Nope.
Yep. We just don't get anything, and we just made you all. Mm-hmm. But whatever.
I mean, it does seem to be something that a lot of dudes forget, is that we are all born of woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. And
you
maybe
you do this for your fucking mom.
Oh God, no.
Exactly.
I wouldn't do this to anybody.
Could you imagine if you like found their mom and told them?
That'd be perfect.
I think we should all tell on the moms too. Go to cops, report everything, go find their moms.
Like, I've seen
what your son did to me.
I've seen stories on the internet of guys that, you know, are sexually harassing online. And the women that they sexually harass will find their employer, their wife, their mother, mm-hmm. and send them screenshots.
I love it.
Hey, remember Pete Hegseth's mom sent him a letter telling him he was a piece of shit, that he was human garbage.
I remember that.
You know? I just...
I remember.
Mom knew better than anybody.
I
loved it.
Am classified seriously as a dirty old man. I appreciate naked ladies more than just about anything else in the world. They're fantastic. You know?
It's one of my favorite things.
I know, me too. And I would never.
Never.
I wouldn't even scratch a testicle itch in the presence of a woman that I wasn't married to. She's got to deal with that. That's what she signed up for. It's her own goddamn fault. But
she said the vows. That's she did. Part of it.
Okay, I'm suddenly walking really tricky ground here. Let me take a couple steps back. So, if this happened near me, the swiftness with which I would beat the shit out of the guy who did it can be marked in nanoseconds.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody did this to my fucking anybody that I knew, I'd be down there on stakeout at the Dollar Tree.
Because apparently what he's going like? The same one.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
All these guys aren't that smart. Yeah.
I mean, it's gobsmacking. It's it's dumbfounding. I do not understand. I just don't fucking get it. What the fuck, guys? Do I have to bring mansplaining back so that I could tell you that you're not supposed to come on people you don't know without consent?
Apparently.
Ah!
Ugh. Bro, and the fact it's that they so call gross. It tagging and sharking, and I'm like, this is part of the whole incel thing. The fact that they think women owe them this. And they can't get it, so now they go around jacking off and coming on a woman as a way of tagging them, like, huh, see how cool I am? And I'm like, you're cool to, like, 10 guys on the fucking internet, you asshole. Yeah.
You get points. High five.
Blech.
Yeah.
Dude, that was so funny.
You know, I saw a pretty lady at the grocery store the other day. You know what I did?
Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing. I just went about my fucking business.
Fucking thing.
I noticed her. My brain went, pretty lady. And I went, yeah. And then I'm like, where the fuck is the sourdough bread? So.
Yeah.
Which at the Macy's in Spanish Fork was awfully hard to find.
For me, it would be, oh, pretty lady. Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty lady. What was I looking for again?
Where am I? Yeah. Do they have restrooms? I need a public restroom. I have to tinkle. I'm old.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to go. I don't need to go whack off. I need to piss. Yeah.
That's
I have
what
one
I...
question about this article, though, that maybe you guys who follow pop culture a little better than I do might be able to answer. When did goon, gooner, and gooning become the thing? What prompted that? Was that a TV show? Was that just the internet?
No, it's British
All
slang.
Of a sudden, is it British slang? Because British slang was wanking and wanker.
Well, we've got, you know, jerk off. We've got beat off. We've got
whack off.
Whack off. We've got, I mean, there's all sorts of different names for it. The worst part is that if you are a fan of the Arsenal football team, you are also called a gooner, which it's like, no thanks. I'm good. I'll just like Arsenal without that nickname. Thank you very much.
That's just I'm one of those things. I'm like, everything's come up as gooning and gooner and goon. And I'm like,
because people aren't original.
Yeah, this just, and I know it just started. And I'm like, did it come from a TV show? That was my question. Cause I couldn't figure out where the fuck it came from.
Okay.
I don't think it came from a TV show.
If you know someone who does this, it is your moral imperative to kick them in the scrotum every time you see them.
Yep.
And then go, shark tag! Or I guess you could scream squirrel punch, but
squirrel punch.
I will not explain that while recording.
I like that. Kick him in the nuts and say, there, I've tagged you now, bitch.
Yeah, you're it. Ugh. All right. More than 400 state lawmakers from all 50 states are demanding an end to attacks on telehealth abortion care. The lawmakers have signed onto an amicus brief shared exclusively with Huffington Post that the advocacy organization State Innovation Exchange submitted Wednesday to the Fifth Circuit Court in Louisiana, in Louisiana versus FDA case. So during the COVID-19 pandemic, what Biden did was loosened restrictions around abortion pills, the mifepristone, including repealing the in-person dispensation requirement to ensure people could access medication without exposing themselves to the coronavirus. Louisiana wants to reinstate the in-person dispensing requirement and ban access to medication by mail.
What?
Yeah.
Shocking.
The only reason I haven't signed on with Mark Cuban's pharmacy, straight up, fuck billionaires, hate them, shouldn't have them, they should be illegal. But Mark Cuban put this online pharmacy, and I've gone in, I've window shopped it a few times, and holy shit, it's amazing. What it doesn't have is diabetic support, which is what I need most of my meds for anyway. So
surprising.
Well, they all have to be refrigerated.
Yeah, most of it has to be. The only ones that don't are the tablets you take, you know.
Yeah.
The one that you're allergic to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else has to be refrigerated. You know, it's the same problem with Canada Drugs Direct, where I was getting my very expensive inhaler when I needed it. I don't need it anymore, so thank God I don't have to order that anymore. But my very expensive inhaler I would get from Canada Drugs Direct, because here it was $200. And from Canada Drugs Direct, I paid $30. And they'd ship it to me from somewhere in the world that had it. You know?
Speaking of Costco, cheap-ass meds.
Cheap-ass meds.
That's, yeah. I gotta get a membership again.
You don't have to be a member to get the prescription or to use their pharmacy, though.
No, but you do their gas station. And this is like the third time we've talked about how fucking awesome Costco is.
So I'm just like,
man, I miss Costco. I can't afford anything there at the moment, but you know,
just go get a membership, and you know, the cheap membership, I think it's like 90.
I'm hoping it's 60 still.
Yeah,
it may have gone up.
It may have gone up, but it's an annual fee, and just use it to get your gas, and you know, use the pharmacy and whatever else. Yeah,
hot dogs.
Hot dogs
are still, yeah, the pharmacy and the hot dogs, you don't have to, like, be a member to do.
The chicken, the rotisserie chicken, they will not raise the price. It's always $6. They will not raise the price.
I had a lady come over when somebody in my family was sick, and she brought over a pair of Costco chickens. Mm-hmm. And you know, by way of meal training or whatever, and hand them off to me, and I was like, oh, thank you so much, I really appreciate this, you know we've been sick and everything's bad. And she's like, they're Costco chickens. I'm like, that's great, those are my favorite chickens. She goes, they're Costco chickens. I'm like,
what about it?
Super duper. She says, they're Costco chickens.
Was she saying that like it was such a great thing?
Yep.
Because I'm like, I agree. You don't have to keep telling me that.
Yeah. I'm like, they're delicious. I can smell them. And the more you tell me what they are, the further I am away from being able to eat some of it.
Yeah. It's like you're making them less warm.
Yep. Hunter Biden says that Jake Tapper is a complete and utter asshole. Full stop. I see no reason to read the rest of this article.
Yeah.
Nope. Because he is.
It's done.
What was the, somebody made a joke online about how the Trump was talking about running for a fourth term at the correspondence thing here the day before yesterday, when this comes out. And they're like, Jake Tapper was so offended, he wrote an entire article about how sleepy Joe Biden is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And, Utah had a huge measles outbreak.
Shocking.
The complications from that ranged from pneumonia to dehydration to sepsis and shock.
I hope that none of these kids die. But I hope their parents feel the effects. Like, I just hope they feel it in their wallets.
Yep.
And their
wouldn't it,
worry and their shame.
Yeah.
And all this shit. I just hope they all feel it.
They won't. I mean, Joe Rogan thinks that the measles are like fucking chicken pox because he's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Well, he's also the one that's just spreading it around.
Spreading something.
You know what? The chicken pox can also cause serious health complications in certain people.
Like the shingles.
And measles does the same shit. No, I mean, people get, you know, there were kids who got hospitalized who got chicken pox because the chicken pox formed down their throat. So they couldn't swallow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like, it's herpes. It's just going to go every fucking where if it can. And the same thing with measles. And it, you know, we had this with COVID. Long COVID is still a problem. And people are well aware that long COVID is a thing. And these guys are over here going, well, the measles thing is obviously. Well, and it's like, no, measles is a serious ailment. And, well, and we had it fucking eradicated.
Eradicated. It was gone. Guys, we never had to worry about this. And kids that couldn't get vaccinated, they didn't have to worry about it.
So of the kids, the thing is of the kids, there were two who weren't vaccinated, two who couldn't, who were immunocompromised, and the others had been vaccinated, but they still got it because our whole herd immunity is down.
Yep.
This fucking thing.
Yep.
It's just not a thing anymore. I remember the first daycare we went to go look at was like an at-home daycare, like a block away from us. And then I was still pregnant. And I'm like, well, do you take unvaccinated children? And she goes, well, they need a place. Yeah, because they need like daycare too. And I'm like, okay, well, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, I'll find somewhere else.
I'm like, no, thank you.
Yep. All right, gang, that's the show. If you enjoyed it, and I hope that you did, because I sure had a good time, headache or not, join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media, where every week that we record, we drop special content over there for our Patreon family. It is a bargain. We're talking about gas. We're talking about groceries. You know what price has not raised yet? Our Patreon. I should really rethink that, but seriously, think about it.
Get in now before the price goes up. How's that sound?
It's not
going up.
We'll
lock you in. We'll lock you in at the low, low price right now.
If I got rid of all the $5 donors, we'd have very few donors.
We'd have no donors.
Anyway, join us at Patreon, patreon.com/defendmedia. In the meantime, I'd like to thank both Taylor and JC for joining me this week.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank you for listening.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon, patreon.com/defenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.